think preseason games are important because you get your body in shape and you start to work that muscle memory and going against players from a different team. So I'm excited I get to play this week.
How you feeling personally, Minwin? And is it something you're still managing, or is it something that you feel like you're completely over now?
I feel like I'm completely over. I've been full go, not limited in any reps, and I've been able to do everything that I did before I got injured. So I wouldn't say I'm limited in any case.
Been here for a number of years, Prince. What does this Jets Giants preseason game usually mean? Is there any juice to this rivalry at this point of the year?
I think it's a rivalry only because it's in state. Both teams in state, and we're about like an hour away from each other, and we play at the same stadium. And I know for our fans, it's a huge game. I mean, Jets and Giants can split families, so I've heard. And I've never played against a rivalry game. Being at Nebraska, we were the only team there, so I'm excited about this game. It's fun, and I think there's gonna be great matchups with like Revis and Crow going against I don't know if Ruben's up, but like Ruben and Odell, and then with me and DRC going up against Decker and Marshall. So I'm excited for this game.
Plus, you get to play down the road, obviously, real games.
So. Exactly, yeah, and that's huge. And I'm sure that game later in the season is going to have more weight on it.
But you've been around for a few years. What do you make of this whole GPS week and recovery sessions that you guys are doing now?
It's definitely new, but I don't think any of the guys are complaining. Anytime that we can get rest and but also work on our soft tissue muscles and getting massage and stretching and spend more time in the meeting room, which is so it's more of a mental day. I think guys really like that, and coach said he'll just see how we respond, and that's just our energy and our enthusiasm at practice tomorrow. So we respond right, and hopefully we can keep the schedule.
So there's a pact between the players. You go out there and win 41-0 on Saturday night, and he'll give you GPS every week.
Exactly. It's kind of similar to like the bye week. If you go out and demolish the team before your bye week, you would hope your coach would give you like the whole week off.
So could you foresee like this happening on a Friday during the regular season?
I don't know, because I don't know what the Saturday practice is going to be like. I think it all depends on how fast and tough the Saturday's practice is. But if we respond well to it, I'm sure Coach Coughlin will take in our insight. I'm sure that we'll continue to do it.
Tom doesn't seem like the kind of coach who would give up the practice because the computer tells him to.
Right.
Does that surprise you?
Yes, I'm very surprised. But I would say injuries may have something to do with it. Injuries has been huge the last couple of years here. So I guess we're all just trying to figure out and just trying to do different stuff to help prevent that.
French, you were both back in the spring, the idea of getting the young guys at safety to come together. This last week, you guys are taking some more hits.
Right.
I'm just curious what you've been seeing when Merriweather and Miles are back here together. Different feel than when the young guys were back there?
I wouldn't say different feel, because everyone is new to this defense, but a guy like Merriweather, he's a for sure like legit true vet, so he definitely takes ownership of the defense. So does Miles, and Collins does too when he's in there. So I haven't played in a game with him yet, so we'll just see how we all play together, and that's what I like about preseason, because you get to build that chemistry and that communication.
Is it comforting to have a guy like Merriweather back there? Because after losing so many guys and having to pick someone up, you could have been left with an undrafted rookie or whoever, but to get a guy like him is a little unusual, I guess.
For sure, and especially because of his reputation, just being a hard hitter, I'm sure quarterbacks and offensive coordinators are going to know where he's at on the field, and whether he's in a post or something like that, and hopefully that puts fear in them from going across the middle.
You're not saying that your defensive back might be targeting a wide receiver, are you?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying his reputation is just known for being a hard hitter, and he's talked about being more careful when hitting, but I mean, when two guys are going full speed, it's kind of hard to adjust.
Thank you.